Welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul. Today we'll be talking about Valley Performing Arts production of Anastasia.
And our guests today are Grant Olson, the director. Welcome to the show, Grant.
Thank you for having us.
And we also have Shelley Regan, who is playing three things in this show. We'll talk about those. She's an actor, she does props, and she does hair for the show. Welcome to the show, Shelley.
Thank you.
Well, Grant, this is an interesting show, Anastasia. It's an historical show and not often done these days. Give our audience a little bit of background about what this play is about to start off with.
Okay, thank you very much. This play is set in 1926 in Berlin, and a syndicate has been put together to try and find an imposter to get the 10 million pounds that the Tsar of Russia has left for his or her heir, should he leave the throne. And it's been sitting there in Swedish banks, and this syndicate has been put together to try and find somebody to get that money out of those banks. That's the premise of the play. You have to go back, though, to remember that the Grand Duchess, Her Imperial Highness Anastasia Nikolaevna Romanov, was supposedly killed on July 17, 1917, with the entire Romanov family and four of the entourage. But the rumor started spreading that some princess had escaped, and she was whisked off to the middle of Europe. And it kind of settled into this concept for quite a while. And then, as it happens, a person by the name of Anna Anderson took up the banner of Anastasia and pretended to be the princess. And this story is based on that kind of truth of Anna Anderson. And it's now set in one time period, one set, with a lot of intrigue about is she or isn't she, because the authors didn't tell you why she remembered as much as she did. And as a consequence, even the conspirators were going, well, how does she know all this stuff? And so the audience is kind of trying to figure it out. It's kind of like a whodunit, only is she or isn't she kind of a mysterious tale.
I've seen the play before.
Have you?
It's great.
It's very intriguing.
Very great. I liked it very much.
Well, Shelley, I mentioned in the top of the show that you are three different roles in the show. Talk first about your role as an actor in the show. What part do you play?
I play Varya, and she's a chambermaid for Anastasia. So she kind of takes care of all of her basic needs. And so it's a smaller part, but it's definitely a vital part.
The question I have to ask here, though, following what Grant has just said, is does your part know the secret behind the character, or is it something that you're not going to reveal?
I think that that's kind of the whole thing. I don't think anybody really knows. I think we're all just kind of as intrigued by Anna as the audience, really. She kind of has us all kind of tricked and baffled.
That sounds like fun.
Well, I noticed a photograph you brought in, and nobody in the radio can see that, of course, which has a picture of a person from this time period. So obviously you're setting the show in a time period, but I'm thinking you're doing it in a sense two time periods, are you not? Because you're doing it in the 30s in Germany, but also you're looking back at the time when she might have been a child. Is that right?
Well, we're trying to convince everybody who comes in to meet her that this is the Imperial Highness. So we set up a setting that is very Russian. We have icons on the wall. We have pictures of the royal family. We have a photo album. And everything is fairly realistic in this show, because even our photo album has all the different relatives of the princess in there. And so as our lead male actor is going through there trying to convince her, those photos are right there in the album. And so I said I wanted to try to make this as realistic, dare I say naturalistic, as possible. And so the setting is realistic, the acting is as realistic as I can get it, in order to try to convince the audience that this is happening right in front of them, and they have to try to figure out, how is she pulling this off? Where is she getting this information? And that's what makes it really fun.
It's a wonderful play. as I said, I've seen it once before, and I liked it very much at the time. And that's part of it. Part of the mystery is she or isn't she?
Right. You know, it's not easy to find Russian stuff in the Valley, I've got to tell you. Although we do have a Russian store. There are Russians, and I would think many of them might even come to attend the show that have never been to the theater before because it's their heritage. And just think if Nicholas and Alexandra had been more responsive to the needs of the Duma, you know, the Bolshevik Revolution may never have taken place. Be a different world today.
And this play never would have been written.
Well, that is true, too.
This is Stage Talk on KSKA. This is Jean Paul with my co-host Steve Hunt. And we're talking to Grant Olson and Sheila Riggin from the Valley Performing Arts production of Anastasia.
This was made, I know some people may not be familiar with this as a play. This was also made into a film that some people may be familiar with, starring Ingrid Bergman, who played the part of Anya. Have you used that film as a resource, or are you trying to keep away from that?
Well, when I was researching this after I got the play, I decided to try to do whatever I could to research it. I read a book on the Romanov sisters, and I watched the movie of which you're speaking with Yul Brynner and Helen Hayes and Ingrid Bergman. And then I also watched the movie Nicholas and Alexandra, so I could know from where she had come and the types of the milieu around which this all took place. Everyone who's in the play, who has seen the movie, says, oh, the play is much better. But, you know, theater people always do that, that they always think that the play is much better. But when you get it into one space and you keep modifying the set as it gets more elaborate and elaborate, as opposed to having them run off and go into different parts of Europe, then it's really focused on the acting. And it's focused on the intrigue that develops between the interaction of the actors. And I think it's considerably more compelling.
Well, I always feel that about live theater.
Mm-hmm. It compresses it, as you mentioned. You're there in the one space, and so you're not having the luxury is not the right word, but you're not able to break out. You're there forced to be faced with that.
And it does have somewhat different ending, the play does, from the movie. And, of course, we don't even want to consider the animated movie because that was just way out there. But entertaining movie, but it's not the story that we're telling here, that's for sure.
And, Shelley, your last hat we're going to talk about here is the props. You're also doing props. Now, Grant has talked about making this show as realistic as possible. How has that affected your choice of the props on the stage?
Well, I've worked in collaboration with another lady, Sandy Burson, and we've scoured the internet trying to find authentic Russian icons as well as pictures of the Romanov family. And it was challenging, but we managed to find a lot of pictures, authentic pictures of the Romanov family. And we have decorated the lobby with a lot of pictures and icons to really bring the set forward, like Grant had mentioned, really making it seem authentic. And so the audience and the cast have really been able to relate more with the authenticity of the whole Romanov family as well as real Russian icons. But there was some challenge in trying to find things from that time period.
If I may interrupt, they were so good at their job that they went to the, I think it was eBay, and they found an old German newspaper circa 1926 and bought it, and we made copies of it. And you know that those newspapers back then were only 8.5, well, they were 11 by 17 folded. So they were small little things, and like 4-8 pages. And we actually have this newspaper right on our set. So I think that really brings, you know, if you had gotten a Frontiersman and folded it up, it just, you know, would ruin it. But these ladies really made sure that every nitpicking thing is exactly what it should be.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sounds like the details are really bringing a lot of flavor to this show. It really takes you back to that time period and this historical character.
Yeah, well, I just hope that, I mean, the audience probably from a distance can't see that, but I think for our actors, it keeps it real for them. We had to make extra copies because they folded up and they hit each other with them, right? So we had a 1926 newspaper, and if we did that, it would be gone in the first, you know, hammer. So we just had to copy it and do it that way.
And I'm sure your props mistress hates you for breaking all of her props. Don't you, Shelley?
Yeah, we tried to keep everything, especially that particular newspaper that was, you know, so authentic and original. We tried to really preserve it. But, yeah, we made a lot of copies just in case.
Well, we've just got less than a minute left. And Grant, I want to ask you, how did you find this play? I know it's not being done a lot around the country, but it sounds like a fascinating play.
Actually, somebody else picked it, and I actually came on midsummer to do the show. Some of the cast had already been put into place, and because I used to teach history at my school, have a real interest in history, and I'm very fascinated with the Russian Revolution. I just jumped at the chance to step in and do this show.
Good for you. That's about all we have time for. Well, I want to thank you both for coming, Grant Olson and Shelley Riggin, to talk about Valley Performing and Arts production of Anastasia, which opens tonight in the Valley. And now the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
TBA Theater is announcing auditions for their upcoming Halloween productions of Shadow Hour and For Jeepers Creepers, a gleeful Halloween sing-off. Auditions are Thursday, September the 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the TBA Studios, which are located at 8200 Homer Drive. That's located between Bagoy's and Skateland. Those wishing to audition are encouraged to come dressed to move and to prepare to stay the entire audition time. Those wishing to audition for Jeepers Creepers should come prepared to sing 16 bars of a song appropriate to all audiences. Now, if you want more information about the auditions, you can call them at 677-PLAY, which is 7529.
Alaska Community Theater's production of I Hate Hamlet by Paul Rudnick continues this week. Performances are on Friday and Saturday evening at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at centertix.net or call 868-4913.
And opening tonight in Alaska Fine Arts Academy's Theater in Eagle River is Emma. Opening tonight, as I mentioned, and running through September the 13th. For tickets and information, call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
At Cyrano's, beginning this week, you can see 4,000 Miles on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
The Alaska Writers Guild Conference will be held September the 12th to the 14th at the Crown Plaza Hotel here in Anchorage. For further information and to register, visit alaskawritersguild.com.
Up in Wasilla, you can see Valley Performing Arts production of Anastasia by Marcel Moret with the English version by Guy Bolton. It will run through September 28th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
Well, thank you for being with us today on Stage Talk. Our guests were Grant Olson, director of VPA's production of Anastasia, and Shelley Riggin, who is doing roles as actor, props, and hair. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt.
And I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.